Unit 9. Sports and Fitness. Reading 1. Yoga. Fitness trends can change every few years. In the 1970s, bodybuilding was very popular. People thought that having large muscles was a sign of good physical health, and would spend hours in the gym lifting heavy weights to develop their physique. Then in the 1980s, the trend turned to jogging and running. Big, powerful-looking bodies were not as popular, and the trend turned to lean, trim physiques. The 1990s saw the rise of cross-training, doing two different types of exercise that work different muscle groups in an attempt to work the whole body. This whole-body workout concept remained popular for a number of years, but this trend is changing too. Now the trend in fitness is to do some type of exercise that develops the fitness of the mind as well as the body. A good example of this is yoga. Yoga is a Sanskrit word that roughly means to control or to unite. It is a type of exercise that combines breathing exercises, concentration, stretching, and muscle control. Though yoga is currently a popular fitness trend in Western countries, it has been practiced in India for over 3,000 years. Though there are many different types of yoga, one type is becoming very popular. This type of yoga is called Pilates, pronounced Pilates, and was developed in Germany by a man named Joseph Pilates in the 1920s. Pilates is an exercise that focuses on building a strong core. The core is the part of the body that includes the stomach, abdomen, lower back, and upper legs. According to Pilates practitioners, the goal is to create a fusion of mind and body, so that without thinking about it, we can move our body with economy, grace, and balance. Why are yoga exercises like Pilates so popular these days? Maybe because they combine the best of physical fitness with meditation to maximize the fitness experience. According to Cedric X. Bryant, Chief Science Officer of the American Council on Exercise, consumers want to engage in workouts that provide multiple benefits due to time and economic limitations. This means that people want the most results for their time and money. By doing exercises like yoga, people can develop their body and mind at the same time. Yoga and Pilates may be fitness fads now, but some of these classes can be expensive and beyond the means of many people. A lot of fitness experts are promoting outdoor workouts and recommend jogging with a friend in your local park instead of attending an expensive class. They also suggest using everyday items such as park benches for push-ups and 2-liter water bottles for weightlifting. They say that these outdoor workouts strengthen large muscle groups and can even burn up to 600 calories per session.